The first couple of psukim in this week's parasha are very difficult to read, to understand what the message is. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, boy o paroi, ki'ani echbadeti es liboi ves lev avodov, leman shisi esesai eile bekirboi. So Baruch Hashem says, come to paroi, ki'ani echbadeti es liboi, Eslev Avodov. The clearest would be over, right next to this. Where the mic, where the speaker is over there. So the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu to come to Paroi, ki ani echbadeti es liboi v'eslev avodov. Right away, the first pasuk already puts us through a loop. Because ordinarily, one of the basic fundamentals of Yiddishkeit is that every person has a free choice. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Rambam says it countless times in letters of his and the Sefer of the Mishnah Diyala Chazaka. The person has a Bechira Chofshis against all the philosophers and psychologists who have come up that some people are caged and they can't do. They're stuck. Nobody's stuck. Rishus piyat kol adam nesuna, the Rambam says. Everybody has the ability to choose right or wrong, good or bad. And here, the Torah says, ki ani echbadeti es liboi. Because I have strengthened his heart. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthens your heart, you're not going nowhere. That's for sure. You see how hard it is to do the right thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, doesn't strengthen your heart. Pari's not going nowhere. Ki ani echbadeti es liboi. So right away, we'll get to the Rambam. The Rambam asked this question. The answer is a little vague. In general, the whole einish that the Mitzrayim got is brought to question. Because after all, the Ribbono Shel Olam already was goyzer on Klal Yisrael. V'avodnu v'inu oisam be'eretz lo Elohim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said that we're going to be slaves. And even the Koshi Hashibud, even the harder work was also divine intervention to get us out of Mitzrayim quicker, to expedite the process. So even those Rishonim who say that Paroi's fault was the fact that he overdid it. Okay, the Rambam gives a little bit of a different twist. He overdid it. But that was also divine intervention. Because Klal Yisrael would have gone into Menta Shari Tuma, they would have gone beyond Menta Shari Tuma. Ribbono Shel Olam had to take us out then. We needed to get extra credit after hours, as Avi Mizokt. Overtime. Overtime, you get time and a half. So we needed the overtime. In fact, Rav Yonason Eibishitz, a couple of years ago, I said to Shabbos HaGogel, Rav Yonason Eibishitz in his Agoda, he says a beautiful chap. He says, even though the Eibishitz told Avraham Avinu, Abba Meir Shona, if you look at the end of this week's parasha, it says that Klal Yisrael were actually supposed to be in Mitzrayim 430 years. Abba Meis Ushloishim Shana. So if Yonason Eibishitz says, no matter what you count from Yitzchak Avinu, you only get 400 years. What happened to the 30? Where did we get the extra 30 years? So he brings down a medrash that although Moshe prevailed over Paroi, that he should give us one day off for Shabbos Kodesh, Paroi didn't leave us free. He had us watch Paris. He kept us doing things, not Shabbos, not Chilul Shabbos. But he kept us working on Shabbos too. So if Yonason Eibishitz says that, he had no right to do. If you make a cheshbon out of the 210 years that we were there, and you take 1/7, that's 30 years. So that 30 years was credit that we weren't supposed to be working. That's where we got the extra 430 years. He says a great chak. First of all, it's Yonason Eibishitz's type of cup to come up with this idea. But then he says, that's why we know that there's a minhag on Rosh Hashanah when you finish the tekiyas, you call the final tekiyah the tekiyah gedolah. We find in the Baha'isa that when in Bezdin, when they would give him makas, they would give 39 makas, so the last one that they gave was a makah rabba. Because it completes it, right? The last tekiyah in Rosh Hashanah completes the tekiyah of Rosh Hashanah. The last makah completion, he says that's a new reason for Shabbos HaGol. Because that last Shabbos that we had in Mitzrayim, that Shabbos HaGodol, that was Mashlim Dominion, that's why we were able to leave. That was the last. And he says, that's the reason why every, listen to this chap, he says, comes out, if not for Shabbos, we would have never made it out. Because we know we had to leave that minute. If we wouldn't have had the credit from Shabbos, we would have to stay another 30 years, we would have never made it out. He says, that's why in every Kiddush, Tzorech Lad Kure Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why do you have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim every Kiddush every Shabbos? Because Shabbos facilitated Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chap from Rabbi Yonis and Abish. Shabbos facilitated Yitzias Mitzrayim. But anyway, Akoponim, that's a side issue. The fact is that the Inui was also divine intervention. The harder labor. So the question asked by many, everybody in the Rishonim, and each Rishon goes in a different direction, why did the Mitzrayim get punished? The Rambam plays a little bit with the words. The Eibishter never said it's going to be a Mitzrayim. The Eibishter said, a nation, be'eretz lo lohem. Who says they have to be the ones? So we're going to try to get a little bit of a clarity in this as well, of why the Mitzrayim got punished. What I'm trying to say here is, it starts with Achbaros Alev, which is a very difficult pill to swallow, that Hashem should harden somebody's heart, Veslev Avodov, and the heart of his Avodim. That's one thing. And then we find the next Pasuk, Mamishapela. Uluman Tesaper Bosne Bincho Ven Bincho Es Asher Yisalalti Bimitzrayim. And in order that you should be able to tell your children and your grandchildren, so Rashi says, what's the word of salalti? Sochakti. It's a joke. The Banisha made a joke out of the Egyptians. He ripped apart the country. Right? He made a joke. I mean, we wouldn't necessarily use that terminology. This is human beings. This is destruction. But the Rebbeinu Shem calls it a salalti. Salal pavoid rishayim rino. But the Pella is, as the Pasuk reads, l'man tesaper bozne bincho ben bincho. It sounds like the Rebbeinu Shem is telling us that the reason why all these makas took place was that we should have an exciting Seder. Imagine if Moshe would have gone to Paroi and he would have said, Pharaoh, the Lord said to send the people out. He would have said, okay. Chaim Hashem. We'll send them out. The Seder would be very boring. It would be a very boring Seder. What do you tell your kids? So the Pasuk says, you know, I wanted you should have some excitement by the Seder. Leman tesaper bozni bincho ben bincho. You should have a story to say. Something with some excitement. You don't have to make up any stories by the Seder. There's enough true stories to make it exciting. Is that the way we understand Yetzias Mitzrayim? It almost takes away the whole oomph of the Yetzia. We understand that an unbelievable story took place. And therefore we talk about it. Now it comes out, the story was fabricated. Not fake, but it was created. It was created so there should be story time. Mamish for no shikapoya, from what we think. So Tak in the Mishkan, we have a discussion about this, but I want to tell you a different approach. In the Mishkan, we came out that in a Hanami, people have the wrong machshava. They think that the Torah, that things happen and then the Torah plays along with it. Everything happens because of the Torah. Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Bereishis is a beautiful idea. Famous Chavetz Chaim says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Moiris, he created the sun and the moon. So it says, "V'lahavdil ben hayom u'ben halayla," to separate from day and night, and for yomim tovim, l'moyadim, l'shanim, and then it says, "V'hoyu l'moiris b'rikia hashamayim." So the Rashi brings down over there, number one, it separates from night, and you know when it's night, you know when it's day. Number two, you know, Rish Chodesh and Yom Tovim. So, Rashi, Va'oid Zois. And another thing they have, another side issue they have, they will light up the world. So, Chavetz Chaim says, you see what it is? You would say, anybody asks you, what's the sun there for? To give light. No. The sun is there because there are mitzvahs that are totally b'yom. And the sun goes down at night and the levana takes over because there's mitzvahs halayla. And the levana is there to teach us when the yomim tovim are. And God, that's the main thing. But oidzois, there's a side issue that they also give some light. Chavetz Chaim said, you see, the tachlis of the bria is for the Torah. That's what the world is there for. It's not the way a person envisions. That's what the world is there for. When Avigdor Miller Zatzal went to Slobodka, he always said over the story that little ferry that used to cross this, nobody understood what that ferry was doing there, because they had a whole ferry. You had to cross over this narrow river to get to Slobodka. And it was never used. He used it. And I think of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, that's Zolzayin Gesund, he brought the L'chaim Tel, used it. And somebody came from America. All the Talmidim that came from America to go learn in Europe, they used that ferry. So the Rabbi Victor Miller said, everybody wondered in Europe what that ferry was there for. There wasn't enough traffic to make it worthwhile. He says it was for us to go to Slobodka. That was the whole tachlis of the ferry. It was for us to go to Slobodka. What do you think the internet is there for? To facilitate the shiurei Torah and the thousands and thousands of shiurim. Then there's other stuff there. I'm not saying it has no use. Many yidden making panosa from there too. But the main thing is that that's the tachlis. Rabbi Yankov always used to say that he had no doubt that tape recorder is the main tachlis of a tape. There's two tachlisim. One is for shiurim. People should be able to hear over a shiur afterwards. And he said another tachlis of the tape recorder is to give a person a sense of what Lasid Lover is going to be. Now it's even better. Because now with the videos and everything, you can't go anywhere without being videoed. Wherever you go, you see they have pictures of everybody going everywhere. And now there's new legislation that's going to be approved that the internet sites, and the Google and all these people, they're going to have a shlita. Mamish, it's gevaldik, that a person, there's no chadre chadorim anymore. And that's just to facilitate what the Shulchan Aruch says. Afilu b'chadre chadorim. There is no chadre chadorim. You think there's an inner room? There's no inner room. B'loich l'oretz kveder. So I'm not saying that there's no truth to this way of learning, but I want to give you a different pshat. I find this pshat very shver to say that the Eibishter made all these markers, he punished the Mitzrayim in such an extreme way, so that we should have a story to say. So it doesn't... to say they were Moiris, I understand, but this is human beings that are put through suffering. So the Eibishter made a joke out of the Mitzrayim, what, so we should have a story to say? So it should be a more exciting Seder? There's got to be a different shot. Another interesting thing, and this is really an endless topic, but Rashi brings the Pasuk brings down. You don't have to go to Rashi. The Pasuk seems to contradict itself. Obviously, the generation that went out of Mitzrayim, they went out. They didn't need to have any remembrance of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. They lived through it. They knew it. The Pasuk reads like this. The reason why I'm doing all these things, L'man tesaper bozni bincho v'mbincho, she'asher salalti b'mitzrayim, then it should say, V'yodu ki ani Hashem, api diktuk, what should it say now? And they, the children, V'yodu ki ani Hashem, that's the way it reads, L'man tesaper bozni bincho v'mbincho, you're telling your children, so that they should know, your children, your grandchildren should know. Doesn't say that. It says, I'm doing all these things, so that you should be able to tell your children. Then it says, V'yidatem. And you will know, Ki Ani Hashem. What you will know. You don't need that. You know because you're living through it. So one pshat I said, maybe 15 years ago in Parashas Noach, I'm sure it's on the tip of everybody's tongue here, that a person grows from giving over. A person grows. That was the explanation we gave in Noach. How could it be that Noach was Mektani Amona? How could it be? It's, you remember this, right? How could it be that Noach was from Mektani Amona? You were there by the Shia. Mektani Amona, this is when you first became a Baal Tshuva. Mektani Amona, Noach was from Mektani Amona. He didn't go into the table. Ad she dochku amayim. till the water pushed him into the tank. Everybody asks what's going on. There's dozens of pshatim there. What does it mean? Noyach was from the Ketani Amona. He built it for 120 years. He built the Torah. So one of the pshatim I gave was that when a person has talmidim, when a person gives over, it strengthens them. You know how many times I heard from people who Reb Daniel was inspired them to inspire others. So a lot of them told me afterwards, you know something? We became bigger ma'aminim. Forgetting that some people actually do more research and they feel clearer about what they believe in. But besides for that, if you're makar of another Jew and you get another Jew to believe, it makes you feel more that it's the right thing. Makes you believe it's the right thing. Look at the impact of society. Not to be believed. We're living now. He has to learn from everything. We're going now through primaries, right? Presidential primaries. If in South Carolina, right, a bunch of people got up and clapped their hands for a person that was a Noyef Pefaresia, then the next state, 20 points ahead in the next state, now everybody in the other state, because they clapped over there, what changed? Nothing changed. Because over there they clapped, and there's a momentum, they call it today a momentum, political momentum. Sounds like people are just a bunch of dummies. You have an opinion? Is there a reason why you thought one way yesterday? So now what? Yeah, but now over there they clapped. Geh weiter. There's an unbelievable. A person is that's in Narishkeit. How much momentum people believe? They've done studies in universities where they got a group of people to say something, and everybody else in the room started believing that. And they did it in factual things. They made lines on boards. Where people, they convinced a group of people to say one line was longer than the other. And the other people in the room started believing it. And that's like black and white. That's not like something that's, you know, subjective. That, you know, I could be convinced. It's a line. Is it longer or shorter? But it's when 20 people said it's longer, so now the other chaver said it's longer too. They started, that's what they saw. That's a koyach. So lahadl by dvarim shebekdusha is that way. When you... So I tell you that if Noach, after 120 years, building the teva, he didn't make one baal teshuva, now one person became full. Now one, he also became a ketani amona. He also got up geshvacht. Is this real? It's true, I believe, but if I couldn't bring one person into the fold, 120 years, not one person bought into it. No. So maybe what I'm saying is not true. Again, snapshot. Ketani Amon doesn't mean he gave up the Amunah. It means it made a little ration, made a little dent. So the pasuk could be saying, when you give over to your children, you give over to your grandchildren, then it'll make your Amunah better. The Yedatem. You will become a bigger, your Amunah will be enhanced. That also could be. But I want to tell you another idea here. What's the Yedatem? Later on in the parasha, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu keeps on telling Paray by all the makas that he, whenever they made up, that Moshe is going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paray that when I leave, I'm going to lift up my hands and I'm going to daven to Shamayim and the makas is going to go away. This is what happens straight through. Moshe always says, Ketzei Simin Ha'ir, right? So the Chazal explained that Mitzrayim was the ear that was Mole Gilulim, it was Mole Avodah Zorah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't daven in the city, or at least he couldn't daven in the palace of Paray. The city, Makas Bara, they brought the behemoths in, it was in the city. However you learn, Moshe Rabbeinu always, he couldn't daven where there was Avodah Zorah. So the question is asked, in this week's parasha, it says clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu was by Paray, and before Moshe leaves the palace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe about Makas Pachoris. Ask Avni Nezer, what happened to the fact that the Shekhinah doesn't come into the palace? Full of Avodah Zorah. How was Moshe? Now Moshe was able to get a revelation in the palace. Why? Till now that was an absolute no-no. In the palace of Paray, full of Avodah Zorah, Shekhinah doesn't go in there. Remember that? Avni Nezer Pella. while he was in the palace. And Rashi brings on the Chazal, this Nevuah Moshe got while he was in the palace. How? So the Amin Hazel has such a fascinating teretz, a gewaldige teretz, which I think sheds light on everything that we discussed. The Amin Hazel says like this, he says, the Shechina doesn't automatically go away when you go to a place that has Avodah Zarah. A Yid could go everywhere, the Shechina could go with him. It's only when the Yid connects himself to the Avodah Zarah, then the Shechina goes away. If a Jew would go to find himself in a place, a terrible place, but he creates his own mechitza, he separates himself from that environment, he doesn't get encrusted in the negative element, the Shechina is there too. So he says a gevalt, a gevalt. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, didn't connect himself to Pari. Moshe lived in the palace, he had no connection to Pari. But now that Moshe was sent to negotiate with Pari, Al Kochach, there was a connection. That was his mission. He has to negotiate. That connection that he had to Pari made that the Shechina couldn't come while he was there. While he had that connection to Pari, the Shechina couldn't come. But now Pari said, Lech! Pari said, I don't want to see you again. Right after Makas Choshech, the negotiations between Moshe Rabbeinu and Pari ended. It's over. Finished. It's like the Chochem we have in the White House now says, I think Iran is not really a negotiating partner. He's like, okay, so Chochem. He chaps now. He thinks. He's not sure. It's Bori Vishem or Bori Yodif. Right? Once Moshe Rabbeinu and Pari's relationship got cut off, the Shechina was able to come to him even while he was in the palace. The Shechina came to him right over there. The Meiridik of the Hell for Avnei Nezer. That's why he now the Shechina was able to come. Even while he was there, while he was in the palace, the Shechina was able to come. The emes is, why did we need so many makas to happen in Mitzrayim? And you know what the answer is? Because we went down to Memtei Shari Tumah. Why did we go down to Memtei Shari Tumah? You know why? Because the Mitzrayim were such a disgraceful nation that when we were in Golos over there, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, you can imagine, Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu went in the palace of Pari, the Shechina couldn't be with him. Imagine us. The reason why we went down to Memtei Shari Tumah wasn't solely our fault. It was Mitzrayim's fault. And the Ramban explains that the makas, each maka was to destroy another form of Avodah Zarah that the Mitzrayim had. They worshipped the animals, they worshipped this, they worshipped the water. And Memela, the Abishta had to go and knock the Mitzri out of us. That's the reason why the makas took place. So we ask the question, why are the Mitzrayim responsible? Because we have to say a story. No. We had to uproot the Mitzrayim from us because of how negative they were. They got punished for who they were. If they wouldn't have been such a despicable nation, then we wouldn't have been as encrusted in such terrible society. Then we wouldn't have needed so many makas. But in order that we should be able to talk and go out of Mitzrayim and be mekabel Torah and have a seder, there had to be these makas. As the Ramban says, the Eibush start to show ripped Avodah Zarah out of us, of the Mitzrayim. The animals, the everything. If you look at the Ramban, he says there were different mazolas, different types of Avodah Zarahs they worshipped. So now it reads beautifully. The reason why Ani Echbadti Es Libo Ves Lev Avodov is because he himself brought it upon himself. He brought him and his nation, brought it upon themselves because of the society that they were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do it. So it comes out, the makas weren't just there for our children. The makas were there for us. Because we got so encrusted into the negativity of the Mitzrayim, the Yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. It's not just Lamad Tesapa Bosnei Bincho Ven Bincho Es Hashem Salafi B'Mitzrayim. The makas were needed for us in order that we should be the Yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. If we were no longer in a state where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just take us out, he had to take the Mitzri out of us. And that required all these makas. That's the pshat. The Mitzrayim, everything was a direct, and now we could say, just to add an added knetch, even the Koshi Hashibud was the Mitzrayim's fault. Because if not for the fact that we went into Memta Shachi Tume, right, we wouldn't have needed to go out so quickly. It's because we were in Memta Shachi Tume why we had to be taken out so quickly. Why were we in Memta Shachi Tume? The Mitzri's fault. See, even the Koshi Hashibud was their fault. The Koshi Hashibud, the hard work, was to make us go out quick. Why do we have to go out quick? Because of them. Because of what they did to us, spiritually. So even the Koshi Hashibud is on their cheshbon. And therefore all the Anshim that came to the Mitzrayim, the Makkos, and everything based on the Koshi, was all their fault. And this is what you could say, Lichten Rambam. The Rambam, when the Rambam says Hashem didn't say which nation, doesn't just mean Hashem didn't say which nation. Hashem didn't say what type of nation. The Mitzrayim didn't have to be who they were. They could have been a different kind of nation. They wrote their own destiny. By them being the type of nation that they were, they brought upon all the destruction that came upon them was self-destruction, was what they themselves brought upon themselves.